Hi, everybody. Welcome to the studio. It's great to have you here with us. I actually have Alyssa Powers with us today. How are you doing, Alyssa?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I have the honor of calling Alyssa my friend, and I thought that it would just be a treat for you guys to get to know her a little bit like I know her. So, Alyssa, why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, sure. I am in my last semester here at Biola University. I currently go to a church in Long Beach called Arbor Road, where I intern currently. I'm also very involved in their young adults group, where I just am continuously there and I'm very plugged in. I also am currently working at an abused women's shelter called the Sheepfold. That's just about it. I'm just here in La Mirada hanging out.
Yeah, go Eagles.
Amen.
I know that you have been involved in a handful of different ministries, so why don't you tell us about the variety and range of ministries that you've been a part of?
Yeah, so throughout this past year, I've been involved in a couple. The first one would be a chapel called After Dark here at Biola, actually.
Okay.
It is a student-led, student-run ministry and chapel mm-hmm. where we plan the speaker and we do all the logistics. We set up, we tear down, and we also do all the relational aspects like prayer and meeting with students after the chapel. And that was such an enjoyable time. I really enjoyed my team. I really enjoyed the work that we did. That was also during the time that I was interning at the Sheepfold. So I interned there for a year, and then I transitioned into a part-time position as a floater. Being a floater at the Sheepfold means that when a house manager at one of the houses can't come and be present, then one of us floaters or substitute house managers would mm-hmm. come and take their role
okay.
over for their shift. I was also involved in camping ministry this past year. I was the summer program director okay. at a camp. I led all of the program activities for the day every day mm-hmm. with a partner. And we just planned all those things and we led them. And yeah, it was such a fun time. It was really great. Also currently interning at my church, Arbor Road, and I am a church assimilation intern, which
okay.
means that we are researching and trying to figure out the best and most caring and loving way to get people connected into the church as quickly as possible so that they can really take ownership of the church and really feel like they are a part of it and that this is their church. And so we are currently researching and currently just going through and analyzing all of the different ministries in our church, and I'm excited. I'm excited for what we're going to do with all that research.
Wow, that's awesome. So it sounds like you've worked with children, you've worked with college students, you've worked with hurting women, you've worked with adults, you've been in church ministry and parachurch ministry, and have a lot of different experience, dipping your toes in a lot of different arenas. That's very cool. Why don't you share with us why you want to go into ministry?
Yeah, well, when I grew up not as a Christian. I grew up in a non-Christian home, and I really experienced some hard things before I came to Christ. And when I did come to Christ, I was in high school, and it was so apparent to me and so obvious. I felt such a strong calling to use those hurts and those experiences from before knowing Christ to minister through.
Mm-hmm.
Each kind of ministry that I've touched, those are things that I have dealt with personally, and God has redeemed and worked through, and I just feel extremely called to share my story and share that story of redemption for those who are looking for redemption and looking for a story of redemption and hope. So that's kind of the reason why I feel like I'm called to ministry.
How beautiful that God wants to use our hurts to bring his kingdom about in the world. That's so awesome. And that it's awesome that you are letting him use you in that way. What are So you have this heart for ministry, you're involved in lots of different things. What does like normal, like everyday in between ministry and school, Alyssa, look like? What are some hobbies that you really enjoy?
Yeah. Well, I love to go be outside. I love to go to the beach, and I love specifically the Redwoods. My camp was up in the Redwoods. I love finding little towns and going to coffee shops and looking at books and used bookstores. But I also am very into different forms of art, such as like macrame, which is like wall hangings. I'm also very into weaving, which is kind of like tapestries.
Okay.
And I just currently got into hand sewing leather goods.
Whoa.
And that's super fun. So yeah, I just kind of dabble in a bunch of random things that are just super fun for me to do.
Wow. Well, it looks like I'm coming to you for my Christmas presents for my friends and family this year. Sure does. So Alyssa, you are wrapping up your time at Biola, and that can come with a lot of mixed emotions, some nostalgia for sure. Why don't you, as we close out, why don't you just share with us one of your favorite classes that you've had here at Biola?
Yeah, well, one of my favorite classes was definitely on the Book of Acts. It changed like the whole way that I view the Bible, specifically the New Testament's use of the Old Testament. It just about blew my mind, the amount of culture and like significance these verses held from the Old Testament in the New Testament. And it's so beautiful and it's so exciting, and I just really loved learning that. So yeah, Acts just changed the way that I approach scripture in a study format, and it was a really good time. I really learned quite a bit.
Yeah, Old Testament use of the New Testament feels like such a beautiful picture of how intentional our God is, and I'm sure that he will continue to be intentional and faithful as he leads you into this next season of your life. Thanks for being with me here today, Alyssa. It was great to hear from you, and gosh, I hope you, as the people listening, really enjoyed hearing Alyssa's heart. Look out for her when you've got a position open. We are excited to release her into the world from Biola, so thank you, Alyssa.
Thank you so much, Ashley.
Have a great day.
You too.